أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس، ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 114 of Surah An-Nisa. The previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His fadl, His grace upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that none could deviate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none could harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more especially with regards to the incident that had taken place, that no matter how much they may have tried to hide evidence, try and move evidence, but they could not shake Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simply because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the wake of when they had decided to do what they had done, they had sat down and they had thought about it and they had had a secret consultation amongst themselves. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about our secret discussions when we have between ourselves, amongst ourselves. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ. There is no good in many of their secret consultations. إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ. Except number one, that person who secretively consults with somebody and he commands that person to sadaqa, in other words, to give out some charity, to do good to someone else. That is some good that holds weight in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously in some verses that had passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those people that they would often command people to bukhl. They would command people to stinginess. This is a natural inclination of a person, that one person will say to somebody else that do not spend. But when a person has iman, a person is committed to Allah Ta'ala, a person is has the love of Allah Ta'ala, committed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loves the creation of Allah Ta'ala, then his natural secret conversations to people will be that he will entice them and he will talk to them about giving sadaqah. Somebody will speak about some misfortune, he will say, take out sadaqah. Somebody will speak about an important event that is taking place in one's life, he will say, take out sadaqah. In other words, that is the sign of a real and true believer. O ma'rufin, or he will command somebody to do some good. Whatever that good is, ma'ruf, whatever good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about, whatever good our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about, the command is all about good. Speaking about good in secrecy, privately, in public, whatever. But that is the general discussion of an individual. O islahim bainan nas, or islah, reformation between people. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ma'roof. We look at sadaqah. Sadaqah is also a good deed. Islah bainan nas, to reconcile between people, is also a good deed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates it to show its importance. Generally, when we speak about ma'roof, when we speak about good deeds, man generally takes it as deeds between himself and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows importance of spending on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending time on mending relationships between the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that better than our nafil salat, better than our nafil sadaqah, better than our nafil fasting and sawm is that a person goes out and he reconciles the matters between people. And again, insan is insan, that when we see two people are at loggerheads, we will try and create more dissension and we will create more shaitani thoughts in the hearts of each individual. That is the natural inclination of human beings. But that person that is linked and attached to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that person will try try to reconcile between people. On the other side of the coin, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that that person that has ill feelings, bad sentiments about someone, that person who has a broken relationship with someone, that broken relationship is like a halik. It is like a destructor, something that shaves off. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I do not say that it shaves off the hair, but it rather it shaves off the iman and the faith of a people, of a person. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the directives with regards to our secret and private consultations that when we have with people, what it should be. Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا تَتَنَاجَوْ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ. That when you sit together, then do not try and connive between yourselves, discussing sin, udwan, enmity between people, and of course the disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And whoever does that, ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, he does that in search of the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He doesn't give sadaqah for any other reason. He doesn't talk about giving sadaqah for any other reason. He does good only for the sake of Allah. He mends relationships between people only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Then very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person a great reward, a tremendous reward by Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the hereafter, Allah ta'ala will grant the reward to that individual. In this year, in this life, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person a life of ease and comfort. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us amongst these individuals. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.